927 4CC. Hey, g'day to Ken O'Dowd, our federal member for Flynn. Morning, mate.
Ah, good morning. Hello. Beautiful day.
Well, is it in Canberra? Really?
It is. I'm on the plane in about 10 minutes, but yeah.
All right. Well, we better get through this quickly then. Mate, parliamentary sitting week, Paradise Dam announcement.
Yeah, last week we were in the middle of a sitting week, and we came to Bundaberg to announce a $600 million matching with the Queensland government to rebuild Paradise Dam. You might recall in 2019, Hammo, they decided to reduce the size of the wall by 5.6 metres, and that took away a lot of water from the farmers in the downstream from the wall.
Yeah.
All those farmers around South Bundaberg and Childers area, and that was a great tragedy for those farmers.
Mm,
they had
definitely
already done. And also it was a knock for my farmers in the Coastal Lakes area,
sure,
who are investigating a pipeline into their farmland. So the decision to rebuild the wall at $1.2 billion, 50-50 match with the Queensland government, very well received, but it'll pay dividends for the decades to come.
Mate, convoy of protesters, what was that about?
That was the confusing part. A lot of people come to Canberra last weekend. When I asked a few of them what were they there for, they weren't too sure. A mix of reasons why they had the placards up, and placards were sort of conflicting one against the other. They were anti-vaccines, anti-jobs.
Should have done what the New Zealand government did outside their parliament house, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry Manilow music on a 15-minute loop. That's what they played out through the speakers. And good on them for doing it too, I think. Budget week's coming up at the end of March.
It's getting close to the wire for me, but that'll be one of the last sittings, if not the last. It's on the budget, and we hope it'll be a good budget because we've got a lot of debt to rewind because of COVID. I think it'll be a good budget. It'll be the last sitting probably before we go to an election.
Mm-hmm.
So the election date has not been decided yet, but I think you can bet sometime in May there'll be election on, subject to coronavirus and how people are going to get to the polling booths, or all that's got to be addressed in the near future. But there might be some changes. I know in the by-elections down here last weekend in New South Wales, a lot of people have decided they wouldn't go out to the polling booths themselves and elected to pre-poll or postal voting.
Mate, there's a book launch at the Gloucester Maritime Museum, which is on tomorrow, for Bill Taylor.
Yeah, Bill's a Royal Australian Navy veteran, and he sat down at the age of 75 to write this book.
Wow.
I believe it's an excellent book. It's all to do with him and his mates. They were on these couple of big ships in Australia, and it's a real history, and it'll go into the Gloucester Maritime Museum, which will just add to that great facility they've got. It's only been recently opened down there, and anyone in Gloucester that hasn't been to the new marina, I'd urge them to go.
Yeah. And finally, mate, earlier on this week was the big announcement about Bonza Airline coming to central Queensland. They're going to be doing flights out of Rockhampton, but also direct flights from Gladstone to Melbourne.
Yeah, and I believe that's the only start, Hannah, too, and that they will have other locations. So hopefully it's very successful. It'd be great for Glaston people to get to Melbourne and other places down the track at a really good price, I believe.
Yeah.
So they want very competitive pricing. So
Ken, thanks for your time. Oh, bad joke. You got one?
Yeah, I got one here. Dad has had to go to the marriage counsellor, and the counsellor said to him, "Your wife says you never buy her flowers." Dad says to the counsellor, "To be honest, I never knew she sold flowers."
You write these jokes yourself. Thanks, Ken. See ya.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Federal member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd on 4CC.